You are on the waves of Radio Belarus, your most reliable conductor into the political, economic, social and cultural life of Belarus. Our coherent journalistic crew offers you embracing daily highlights of the major internal and global affairs. Stay tuned in to Radio Belarus.
Hello dear friends, this is Radio Belarus International with the latest news from Belarus. Briefly about the main events of the day. Lukashenko will preserve peace in Belarus. EDB to increase share of interstate projects in its portfolio up to 70% by 2026. Children of Asia Games Day 2, 4 medals and first gold for Team Belarus. And now about these and other events in more detail.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
And we start with official events. We did our best to ensure a peaceful future and we will preserve it, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko said during an award ceremony for graduates and the staff of higher education institutions on the eve of Independence Day and the 80th anniversary of the country's liberation from Nazi invaders. The head of state expressed gratitude to the teaching staff. Thank you for your work. This is the most important work. You have come a very long way to become an educator. You have studied a lot, worked hard, and continue to improve your competencies. In your profession, you need to keep up with the times and lead the way for your students. There is no other way, the president said. He wished the teachers strength, patience, and pride for every student they put their hearts into.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Economy.
The Eurasian Development Bank, EDB, has plans to expand the share of interstate and integration projects in the bank's portfolio up to 70% by 2026. Senior Managing Director of the Eurasian Development Bank, Denis Ilin, said at the EDB annual meeting and business forum in Kazakhstan. Denis Ilin recalled that the EDB turned 18 years in 2024. Since its establishment, the Eurasian Development Bank has provided investments worth almost $15 billion. Bank rolled 280 projects in the financial sector, energy, transport and mining industry. The last 4 years were probably the most active period for the bank as its assets increased by 58%, the senior managing director remarked. According to him, the EDB has become a leading international development bank in terms of lending in national currencies, which is important for the region. For us, national currencies are just as important as the dollar, the euro, and other currencies commonly used by international development banks to finance projects, emphasized Denis Ilin.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
Belarus Architecture and Construction Minister Ruslan Parhamovich has met with Minister of Public Works, Housing and Urban Planning of Equatorial Guinea, Clemente Ferreira Villarina, to map out ways to give an impetus to bilateral cooperation in the construction industry. There are a number of contracts in effect between the two states. Considerable attention is paid to the construction sector. The ministers reviewed progress to implement preliminary agreements and discuss problematic issues. For example, Belarusians could build a plant to make ceramic bricks in the African state. The parties also discussed the possibility of providing advisory support for specialists from Equatorial Guinea and the training of construction industry workers using Belarusian methodology.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Social life.
Belarusian Prime Minister Roman Golovchenko has introduced the newly appointed Deputy Prime Minister Yuri Shalako to the staff of the Council of Ministers. We're glad to welcome you to our team. Your area of responsibility is very important. It includes primarily the agricultural industry, science and technology, innovations, mining industry, environment and environmental protection, and natural resources. You will also be responsible for interacting with such major national associations as Belkop Soyuz and the Belarusian Society of Hunters and Fishermen. Therefore, your scope of work is very big and diverse. You are not a newcomer, you have a brilliant career, you have worked in many areas, both in public administration and in the manufacturing sector. You went up the career ladder from a foreman to the head of the regional association Grodno Myaso Molprom. You have worked in various roles in the government, including as the Grodno region deputy governor and quite effectively as the Brest region governor, said Roman Golovchenko.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
Cooperation between Belarus and Russia is gaining momentum in all areas. Chair of the Council of the Republic of the National Assembly of Belarus, Natalia Kachanova, said as she met with heads of regional administrations of Belarus and Russia on the sidelines of the Forum of Regions of Belarus and Russia. According to the speaker, holding such meetings during the Forum of Regions has already become a tradition. Cooperation between our countries is developing effectively across the board. This is due to the policies pursued by our presidents. The guidelines laid out by our leaders have helped us achieve appreciable results, noted Natalia Kachanova.
Newscast of Radio Belarus. Finally, some sports issues.
The second day of the 8th Children of Asia International Games has ended in Yakutsk. Belarusian young athletes competed in taekwondo, table tennis, 3-on-3 basketball, and rhythmic gymnastics. 5 Belarusian athletes competed in the taekwondo tournament and won 4 medals. One of them, Polina Mikhalchuk, won gold. I confidently won the first round of the final match. In the second, my opponent imposed her game. She's lighter and faster than me, and I got tired. But in the third round, I pulled myself together. I had to take the gold medal. I went toward this for a long time and trained very hard. I am thankful to my parents and coach Sergei Dikanev, who has been working with me since childhood, Polina Mikhalchuk noted. I thought that other guys would also win golds, but things turned out as they did. They did great. I am proud of them, Polina Mikhalchuk concluded.
Radio Belarus. The news review.
You are listening to Radio Belarus. Every day we tell the world about the life of our country. Listen to us in Belarusian, Russian, Polish, German, English, Spanish, French, Chinese, and Arabic. Radio Belarus brings you news as well as analytic, educational, and entertaining programs for thinking and curious audiences. In them, you'll find everything you'd like to know about the country and even more. We provide our listeners with the most topical and comprehensive information. Discover Belarus together with us. You will find detailed information about us on the website www.radiobelarus.by.
Legendary women of Belarus. Saint patron of Belarus, you frozen of Polotsk, an enlightener and philanthropist, enriched the treasure of Belarusian and world science and culture with her knowledge, ideas, and talent. Her name, which means joy, is associated with the establishment of the first educational institutions and libraries, the creation of an architecture and painting school, and the development of crafts. Eufrosinov Polisk's self-sacrifice and educational activities were key to the social and state life of the Belarusian lands. There is still very little information about the life of the saint. Presumably, she was born in 1101 in Polotsk. The reverend, who had the name of Pritslava before Tonsharin, was born in a princely family. From early childhood, her parents infused the girl with love for reading. Her favorite books were the Psalter and the Holy Scripture. Pritslava was sharp-witted and good-looking. Nevertheless, she wasn't afraid to give up on a bright future and devote herself to serving God. Parents prepared their daughter for a dynastic marriage. However, the future saint took a firm decision to choose the monastic path when she was only 12 years old. She secretly took monastic vows and, with the Bishop of Polotsk's permission, at first lived in a tent near St. Sophia Cathedral. Then she founded a monastery near the town and persuaded her relatives to take monastic vows. Eufrosinov Polotsk led an austere life, read and prayed a lot. Living in a monastery, she began copying books. At that time, it was exclusively men's occupation. Later, she began writing her thoughts down and creating entire stories. Basically, Saint Euphrosyne wrote prayers and also made translations from Greek and Latin, as she was fluent in these languages. Euphrosyne wrote books and had spare time from prayers and worship services. The money thus earned, she distributed amongst the destitute. All across Polsk, she was famous as an advisor and never refused to give a helping hand to those in need. In 1161, with Saint Euphrosyne's blessing and probably using her own sketch, master jeweler Lazar Boksha made a splendid gem-studded altar cross, which is considered to be an outstanding piece of art. According to Euphrosyne's intention, the cross was supposed to revive the souls of the Polotsk dwellers and all the inhabitants of her native land to the end of time. Unfortunately, the cross of Saint Euphrosyne mysteriously disappeared during the Second World War and hasn't yet been found. In her advanced maturity, the saint fulfilled her lifelong dream and undertook a pilgrimage to Jerusalem to venerate the Holy Sepulchre. In 1173, she rested in peace there. Every year, on the 5th of June, the feast day of Saint Euphrosyne of Polotsk is celebrated.
Music Box.
Я первый раз почул твой смех на тихой тополиной стежце, и белый пух, як теплый снег, як теплый снег, и целый свет твоя усмешка, и целый свет твоя усмешка. Тополіний сон мне кожной ночью снится ён. Мне мало снов, ты зникла знов на земли сумны гул ветров. Падає у траву, твой легкий светлый след змиває, а я одной тобой живу, тобой живу. Одну, одну тебе кохаю, одну, одну тебе кохаю. Прошу завсёды будь со мной, весной, летом и зимой. Я разгоню твою беду и с тобой по житті пройду. Страшны боль, не страшна смерть. Страшней застаться без кохання, у одиноте онеметь. Любимой не почуть дыхання, любимой не почуть дыхання. Сон мне кожной ночью снится ён. Мне мало снов, зникла знов на землі. Сумний гул вятров, ти зорни та паліни сон, мені кожної ночі сніться йом. Мені мало снов, ти зникла знов на землі.
You're listening to Radio Belarus. Belarus.
Music Box.
Только двое, только.